it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack, and this is season number 4. And on today's show, we got an episode you do not want to miss. So without a doubt, let's get it in.
Welcome to the Vision Live Network. You are now tuned in to the Slack is Talk podcast, hosted by film producer Jason Slack and presented by the Vision Live Network. The Vision Live Network is the home of a number of today's popular podcasts. Since you are already a fan, you might as well subscribe. Visit www.visionlivenetwork.com, go to the Slack is Talk podcast, then click the subscribe button. That's it. It's that simple. The show will be delivered to your device every time there is a new episode. Now you can hear all the talk from the 40 Vision man himself. Thanks for tuning in to the Vision Live Network, where you can experience our vision live. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions are two proud sponsors of the Vision Live Network, working together to bring us the best listening experience possible. 40 Vision Films and Godstar Productions, two marquee names in our industry today. For more information, visit 40visionfilms.com.
And welcome to another epic edition of the Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. And today is Thursday, June 14th, 2024. And on today's show, the first half season finale of season 4 here on the Slack is Talk podcast, we doing an all-in mailbag show. Basically, what that means is all questions go. That's sports, music, that's life, whatever, man. We combine the two. Usually, we do a sports mailbag. Other times, we do like a regular question mailbag, not related to sports. This time, on the first half season finale, we combine the two. All questions asked, all questions get answered. And before we get started, man, I want to give a shout out and a special congratulations to my boy, Jeremiah Hollins, who just graduated high school and he's going to college. Just in case you don't know who Jeremiah is, he's the youngest basketball player on Dream Elite that I ever got to coach. Currently, I'm on a break right now as far as coaching. And, you know, him and TJ were my two youngest players, and they the last two to graduate. And, of course, man, I'm proud to say that they both got scholarships. They both got offers in college. They would be going on to play at the next level. And my dream is true. It's solidified, man. When I started Dream Elite, this was the goal I had in mind. I know y'all heard me talk about it plenty of times. And some of them even, you know, multi-talented. Like, it's two or three different sports. And this was my goal. You know what I'm saying? I told everybody, you know, I would trade this for the world, man. Like, I could officially say all my players are in college now. And I can't wait. You know, a lot of them, some of them are teammates in college. I have, you know, two of those. Some of them in the same conference. They'll be playing against each other. I can't wait for that. Even though, you know, I can't root for one team during those games. You know, I can just, you know, be a fan of two players. And since these are the last two players for now, you know, I know my Dream Elite team is out there, you know, listening. Let me state the rules. You know, y'all play against each other, if you ask me, you know, which team I'm rooting for, I'm going to say Dream Elite. So basically what that means is I hope that each player, if it's, let's say, one on each team, I hope that each player scores 40 points. And whatever happens from there, happens. But I just want my Dream Elite members to be successful. Now, this is especially true, and this is going to hold true because none of my players went to Duke. Now, if anybody ever was to transfer and play for Duke, then, you know, we can renegotiate and we can come up with different plans. But until then, I'm Dream Elite. I wish all my members a success. I'm fans of all the schools that a Dream Elite member attends. It's always going to be Duke above everything. But, you know, I'm going to be here rooting for all my players, man. I keep tabs. I keep up with y'all. And today, man, you know, my dream has come true. Everybody has gone to the next level. And this is just the beginning. I can't wait to see each and every one of them in the NBA, man. That's when it's going to get real serious. That's when things are going to really turn around. Because then I'll have something else to look forward to. You know, I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. If Chicago is not in it, I want my Duke Blue Devils to have an opportunity to win the championship. And then also, you know, I would want my Dream Elite members to have a, you know, opportunity to be a champion. So that would give me something to look forward to. I got freshmen, I got sophomores, and no juniors. There's freshmen and sophomore right now. And the time is edging, it's getting close. It's getting close, man. I'm just telling the world, look out, man. Dream Elite and the NBA is going to happen real soon. But Jeremiah and TJ, proud of y'all, man. And welcome to the next level, man. It's only up from there. Now, without further ado, let's jump right in to this special first half season 4 finale mailbag session. Let's get into it. And of course, man, the first question, man, y'all bring it. Y'all bring the pain already, man. Y'all playing dirty from the jump. The first question is, which is the best player? Who's the better player? Kyrie Irving or Jason Tatum? Now, first of all, man, you know, y'all wrong, and y'all wrong, man, on so many levels, man. Y'all know I'm a Duke fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a diehard Duke fan. And y'all know how I feel about the Brotherhood. Now, first off, man, let me tell you how wrong y'all are, man. Not only is it, you know, Duke versus Duke, but of course, you know, this question came from because they meet each other in the finals. As I just spoke about earlier, you know, at the beginning of the session, how I, you know, if Chicago Bulls don't win the championship, I want my Duke Blue Devils to have an opportunity to win. And you know, here they are, you know, Boston versus Dallas in the finals. You got Tatum on one team, and you got Kyrie and Derek Lively on the other. You know, somebody's going to win, guaranteed, but also, you know, somebody's going to lose. So it's kind of like, you know, bittersweet. But I can expect more of this because it's almost a Duke player on every team. You know what I'm saying? We loaded. We just all over the place. You know, we taking over the NBA. That's how I feel. Like, I feel like we got enough players now to where one of us should win a championship every year. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, man. We all over the place. Third is, you know, they play a different position. You know, normally I stay away from that because different positions means different jobs. You know, you have a different job. You know, it's hard to compare. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to compare when your role and your job is different. So I normally stay away from that. But here on the Slackers Talk podcast, you know, I promise y'all send the questions in, they'll get answered. So I have to deliver. Now, on this one, yeah, I'm going to deliver in every angle. I'm going to cover myself in on all bases, man. You know, as far as which one was better while they played at Duke, I have to say, I give the edge to Tatum while they played at Duke because Kyrie got hurt, unfortunately. And seems crazy, you know, Kyrie always been getting hurt ever since on the NBA too, man. And it's like hindering him. And he could have did. He got a championship ring already, man, but we talking about without the injuries, man. We talking about, like, for sure, man, like, probably top 3 point guard, man. I think when it's all said and done, he still has the opportunity to be there. But, you know, the injuries is the only thing that's putting his career in question. But I'll give the edge to Tatum while they was at Duke because Kyrie got hurt. As far as the player that I had high hopes for coming to Duke, it was Kyrie. Because I believe he was the best point guard that we had ever since Jason Williams. You know, and he just got hurt, and he only played a handful of games. We was robbed a year. Man, I was just, you know, the games that he played, he showed out, man. But that year, man, is this, I know he would have took over. Just imagine you get injured and only play a handful of games, but you still the first pick of the draft. Just imagine that. That's Kyrie. But if you're asking today, as far as the NBA today, again, you know, I have to give the edge to Jason Tatum. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that I would pick right now. He's younger, first of all. You know, when you're trying to start a team, you know, you normally go with the most talented and whoever's the youngest player. So you could be able to build around him for years to come. He's younger. He's 6'8". Wing, he can handle the ball. His handles, of course, is not as good as Kyrie, but he can shoot. He can take you off the dribble. He can pass. It's nothing that Jason Tatum can't do, you know. And less injury concerns than Kyrie, you know. So Tatum gets the nod. You know, I love them both, but Kyrie's injury concerns. And also, you know, I like to donate as a special bonus. I like how Tatum got drafted by Boston, and he's been there ever since. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been there since day one. He's taken his lumps. They got bounced out of the playoffs a couple of times. And now they're on the verge of sweeping Dallas for his first championship. You know, so they won, 64 games in a regular season? It's just Tatum's time now. It's his time. Plain and simple. Period, point blank, man. It's his time. He wins his championship. You got to give him his just due. And you got to say that he's the best player in the NBA right now. You got to. So I'm going to go on Tatum. And I want to say this last thing about this question. And the reason why this question hurt so much, and this is the main reason, above, you know, them playing at Duke, above, like, what's going on right now, just think, you know, life is funny. Sports is funny. Sometimes people don't know what they got. I shouldn't say think because it was reality. To actually come to realize that Jason Tatum and Kyrie Irving was actually on Boston together along with Jaylen Brown. That is just ridiculous. And I just don't understand how that did not work. You know what I'm saying? I just can't understand how that didn't work. You're talking about nobody could guard Tatum. Nobody could stay in front of Kyrie. And then you got Jaylen Brown, who's a probably the best defender in the NBA. I think he's a very underrated defender. And he can give you 20 points on any given night. Probably, I would say, the best athlete out of the three. Out of him, Kyrie, and Tatum. Just imagine, you know, them three was together and it didn't work. Like, wow. Two of my favorite Duke players on the same team and winning championships together. That's what it should have been, but it didn't work. But nevertheless, I'm going Tatum with that one. Next question. And this one is from Irv. What do you think about Vanessa Bryant not taking care of Kobe Bryant's parents? And this is like, wow, man. This is serious, man. I saw like a video about this the other day. Well, no, not the earlier this week. I'm sorry. And I didn't want to believe it, man. But it seems to be like floating around now. Like it's, I guess, actual reality. And so to be clear, like, I haven't heard this from her, Vanessa herself. I haven't seen her do no interviews. This is just like other podcasts and other people talking about it. So as far as I know, it hasn't been confirmed. So I'm just going off of like, you know, what's circulating on YouTube and other podcasts and the podcast community, period. Now, this right here, if it's true, this one is crazy. This one is crazy. It's real crazy. It's baffling to me, and I hope that it's not true. I hope it's really not. This is like a real serious issue. So let's address it. And I'm going to use this question as my point of teaching. You know, I like to teach here on the Slack is Talk podcast, and this is going to be that example for this episode. Now, this is for the guys out there, man. This is for the guys. Life is funny, right? So, you know, in life, sometimes things happen. You know, word on the street, Kobe Bryant, he didn't have the best relationship, you know, with his parents. You know, there was rumors that they wasn't really on speaking terms. And that's kind of, you know, weird because his father was a basketball player, you know, but you never know somebody's, you know, situation. You know what I'm saying? I got family members that I don't get along with. So I can understand that hustle, that way of life. Sometimes, you know, you got situations like that where you might not get along with family members or things may seem strange, odd, you know, whatever, what have you. When you have a girlfriend, right, or a wife, a man and a woman is not supposed to have the same ideas. I'll put it to you like that. They're not supposed to have the same ideas. Meaning, a woman's mind is not trained to think like a man. It's just not possible. Their mind is not set up that way. Like certain things that a guy could talk about to another guy, you couldn't say it in front of another woman. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not gonna fly. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, and vice versa. The other way around too, right? So with that being said, right, any woman that you get, girlfriend, wife, or whatever, when she comes into your life, right, just because her mind is trained differently, she could have came into your life, right, And this is what did happen, because he wasn't talking to his parents before he met her. You know, so that was the situation. Any woman that he brings into the fold, once they catch wind of him not talking to his parents, like, regardless of what happened, like, who fault it is, what happened, you can hear his side of the story, a woman is going to tell that man that he's bugging out for not talking to his parents. You know what I'm saying? If any respectable woman would tell their man that, for the simple reason, she might not have been around, she might not know all the details, but a woman is gonna tell her man that he's bugging for the simple fact that he would not be here today if it wasn't for his parents. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the man is probably not going to want to hear that, but it's true. You know, and she's going to do whatever she can to try to fix the situation or to try to make it better. Now, it may not work, and Kobe might not listen, but as a woman, she's going to try to do that. You understand what I'm saying? Now, that's number one. Number two, the woman is going to look at it like, without the parents, not only would he not be there, but she wouldn't have never met him because he wouldn't be here. That's the second part of that. Now, the third part of that is they got kids. Those are her kids' grandparents. You understand what I'm saying? There is no way, like, a woman can have that outlook about it. Like, that's just not a woman's way of thinking. Like, grandparents are the ones that's going to take care of the kid, of the child. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the main one. Like, I never got a chance to experience that, you know, having grandparents. They passed before I came in. A woman is just going to want that for their kids. Like, it's going to, you know, make sure that they took them care of. Like, this is my kids' grandkids. Like, they started this. They built this. Like, how you gonna diss them? So, you know, that whole thing is just crazy. You know, if true, she probably felt like she's honoring Kobe. But still, though, like, you don't sit and watch them struggle. Like, I'm hearing that they have to sell stuff off just to be able to, like, have a roof over their head. And I'm hearing that type of thing. Now, you just don't let it go that far. Come on now. Like, his wife is taken care of, but his parents is not. And his parents is the reason why he had a life. Come on now. Let's be real. But, you know, I'm keeping a positive attitude, man. I hope that's not true. I hope that's just entertainment. That's just, like, you know, somebody that don't have nothing to talk about, you know, or something like that. That can't be right. You know what I mean? I'm going to stick to that. And let's take a quick break here on the Talk of the Town now. When I come back, man, I got some more questions. Stay tuned, man. You don't want to miss it. If you are a musician, DJ, podcaster, radio host, or you do anything dealing with an audio platform, check out a company called Sonar. They specialize in musical WordPress themes and services. If you are looking for a good MP3 audio player for your radio station or something to showcase selling your music online, Sonar is right for you. They have hundreds of professional templates for you to choose from and to give you the look you're looking for. Visit sonar.io. That's SONAAR.io. And set yourself apart from the competition. Welcome back here on the Talk of the Town. Now, it's your boy, film producer Jason Slack, and we chopping it up. We having a first half season finale mailbag session. We getting it in, so let's keep it going. Our first question back from the break is from Mel, and it goes, what podcast do you like other than yours? So, you know, like I said, man, you got to be a fan of what you do. Some of this probably, you know, some radio stations or radio shows also call themselves podcasts too. So I'm just going to give you a couple. Some I watch, some I listen to, give or take. I like Drink Champs with my boy Noriega. I don't catch all of them, but when it's like somebody I'm familiar with and, you know, somebody I know, like recently he had the Dog Pound on there. I caught that episode. He had Eric Sermon, DOC. You know, I'm a fan of theirs. Drink Champs. I like Matt Hoffa. Same. You know, when he has somebody I'm familiar with, you know, I check that out. They have some good, like, conversations. Barbershop Talk, the barbershop setting, I'm definitely a fan of that. I listen to Suge Knight's podcast. I find that entertaining. You know, I listen to what he up to, what he got going on. He got a lot to say about Diddy, of course. You know, he still talk about Pop and, you know, how it started Death Row and all that kind of thing. So I listen to Suge Knight. He come on like me once a week. Sports wise, I listen to Locked On Jets. Matter of fact, that was one of the very first podcasts that I ever listened to, Locked On Jets. You know, I'm a New York Jet fan, and, you know, I like the way he do it, man. He breaks it down. He provides, like, insights on different things, and he goes in, man. He keeps it honest. You know what I'm saying? I like to listen to him to see if he has the same idea I have, and, you know, just to make sure or see if I'm looking at the situation the right way. So, yeah, that's a couple of them. Drink Champs, Mav Hoffa, Suge Knight Podcast, Locked On Jets. I still listen to, what's my man with Charlamagne? The Breakfast Club. Still a fan of that. I check out Angela Yee here and there, every once in the blue. But, yeah, those are the main ones. Those are the main ones. Next question is from Kyle. What movie are you looking forward to seeing the most? Man, that's a good one. For the short term, that's out right now. I still haven't seen the Bad Boys movie yet. I may try to go to see that this weekend. Just because, you know, I'm a fan of the series, you know what I'm saying? Like, see what they up to now, you know. This is the fastest turnaround from one to the other. I think the other one came out, what, last year or something like that? It was a quick turnaround. So that's in the short term. Bad Boys, the new Bad Boys movie. But if we talking about, like, period, like, what movie I'm really looking forward to seeing, man, I can't wait to see Training Day Part 2. And I know some of y'all probably don't even know that Training Day Part 2 is supposed to happen. They haven't started talking about it yet. You know what I'm saying? I heard through somebody, and I seen, like, a couple of trailers here and there. And I know to some of y'all it's going to sound crazy because we just did an episode about, you know, movie sequels, how I feel about them, you know, how, like, most of them can't work. Training Day is a classic, one of my favorite movies, probably, man, like, one of my top five favorite movies, man. That's a movie I could watch over and over and over and never get tired of it. I could just turn on the end of King Kong Ain't Got Nothing On Me, man, and I could go straight to that And just like, it'd be like the first time I ever seen it, man. Like, this is an amazement. One of my favorite all-time movies. So I know y'all be shocked to hear me say that I'm waiting for part two. Now, just in case y'all didn't know or y'all didn't see the trailer, part two, it has my man Ethan Hawke in there again. And this time, you know, he has another black officer with him. Now, it doesn't give anything away. I don't know. And it's good marketing. You know, I don't know if Ethan Hawke is dirty now. And, you know, he out there, like, doing illegal things. Or this other dude coming in is trying to come in and do his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it could go either way. Like, the trailer doesn't give nothing up. And that's good marketing. But for that reason, it's not going to be better than the first. It can't be. You know, I already, you know, it's just impossible. But certain elements of a part two has me, like, intrigued. Like, if you listen to my show, which I know you did, I mentioned that a sequel has to have, like, in order for you to do a sequel, it has to have, like, something, a story that you can keep going with, you know, that you can keep, you know, maintaining and keep going. You know what I'm saying? That you can sustain, like, you can sustain longevity, and there's other stuff, that other elements that you can add to it, while also, like, keeping the original identity of the franchise. You know what I'm saying? And Training Day is one of those. Like, obviously, Lonzo died, but Ethan Hawke is still here. So it's like, what happened to him? Did he turn dirty? Is he still clean? What happened to the department After Lonzo died, and when they figured out what happened? You know, is Dre, Dr. Dre and his crew, are they gonna be in it looking for revenge? It's certain elements to it that they can keep going if they do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna be good as the first one, obviously, but you got stuff there to work with where they could touch a part two again, if that makes sense. I'm just dying to see, like, which route they go, and will they, like, uncover some stuff from the first one that wasn't really answered yet? You know what I'm saying? And it's still gonna be a while before it come out, man. I think it's scheduled for, like, the end of this year, maybe even 25, man. So it's still gonna be a while, man. But hey, you know, I'll be waiting, man. They got my curiosity. This next question is from Sims. Who is your all-time favorite NFL quarterback, and or who's your favorite quarterback now? That's a good one, man. That's tough, man. That's tough. And even before this question was sent in, man, I wrestled with this question for so long. One, I usually go with, when you talk about, like, favorites, like, all times in sports, I usually go with somebody from my favorite team. But, you know, I'm a New York Jets fan, and unfortunately, like, quarterback is not our strong suit, to say the least. You know, I wasn't born when Joe Namath was playing, so, you know, I really don't have, you know, that to fall back on. And none of the other quarterbacks that we have ever had is, like, nowhere near, like, even worth being mentioning. So I have to, like, go outside the box on this one. I have to go in somebody else's backyard, so to speak. I guess I have to say one, right? All time. If I had to say one all time, I would probably have to pick Randall Cunningham. And I know that's, like, surprising and outside the box, like, to a lot of people. Like, I could have went Marino, Brett Favre, you know, a lot of different directions. But Randall Cunningham, I feel like he don't get enough props, first of all. A lot of people don't mention him. But, man, that dude, he had a cannon for an arm, first of all. And he was one of the first dudes that I know that could take off and run. Like, he was just, like, fun to watch. Like, you know, he was, like, one... For me, like, that was one of the first quarterbacks that was actually, like, I was amazed by. You know what I'm saying? And to my knowledge, he never won a championship. But, you know, like, his arm and he how he could just take over with his legs. Like, you know, he was one of the first to me. You know, as far as skill set, like, he was one of the first dudes that I ever recognized from that position. And I looked at him and I said, man, that dude is it. You know, that dude is tough. You know, so I go with Cunningham. Close second would be, I like my man Steve Young. You know, he would be second. I like how he came in and took over for Joe Montana. It's crazy, like back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. The Jets can't get one. And teams just got these Hall of Famers coming out of the pipeline. And my team can't get one. But same thing, man. He was left-handed. He would take off. He would take a hit, too. He would take a wild hit, man. And he'll just keep on going. But how he, like, came after Hall of Famer, and he became a Hall of Famer himself. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll say he's second. But Randall Cunningham was my favorite back in the day. And my favorite now... And before I say it, I already know y'all gonna say it's corny. You know, I'm only saying that now, and you already know who I'm talking about too as I say this. But y'all gonna say it's corny. Y'all gonna say, you know, I just like him because he's on my team now and all that kind of stuff. But you know, it's Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not saying that because he's the Jets quarterback. I only got a chance to see him for four plays anyway in a Jet uniform. So, you know, officially, you know, I have nothing to really cheer about yet. But, nah, in all honesty, like, he was my favorite quarterback in the league now. Even before, like, it was a possibility of him joining the Jets. Long before it was a possibility of him joining the Jets. Like, you know, people talk about Tom Brady, Joe Burrow, and all them. But Aaron Rodgers, you know, year in and year out, does numbers, man. Does numbers. Hall of Fame quarterback. He got his Super Bowl win. Like, he's just one of the smartest. You know, he can't really beat you with his legs, but he has that factor about him. He just knows where to throw the football. Like he could break down a defense. Like it's indescribable, man. I watched him, you know, so many years in Green Bay. And I said I was always a fan, you know, long before, you know, it was ever, you know, him coming to the Jets was ever a thing. It's just, you know, he's not athletic. He probably don't have the strongest arm. He has an arm, but I mean, I'm sure there's quarterbacks out there that has a stronger arm. He just old fashioned. He knows what to do. Like, he knows if this linebacker is standing here, you know, this must be going on. He'll call an audible at the line of scrimmage. Like, this one of the smartest people in the game. You know, he knows where to line people up, adjustments, how to catch people slipping, how to catch people offsides, free play. You just can't go against that. You can't teach that. Knowledge of the game. And please believe, man, Sims, I'm going to like him much better when he brings the Super Bowl to New York this year. Please believe it. Let's do another one before we take another break. This one is from, I think it's pronounced Al Lowe. Aloe, Who is your all-time favorite actress? Man, I see y'all into the all-time game today. I feel like I answered this one before, man. It's on one of our other mailbags, and it's Regina King. Man, you know, I grew up on her, man. She was on 227. Her catalog is crazy. And I just like, it'd be hard pressed for you to find somebody that can match it. She started off in, well, for me, she started off in 227. That's a classic TV show that everybody know about. She was in Friday, classic movie. She was in Boys in the Hood, classic movie. She was in Poetic Justice, classic movie. And I can't think of the other joint with Higher Learning. That also had Ice Cube in it. Classic movie. Classic movie after classic movie after classic movie. And all these are like, some of these are like the same year. You know what I'm saying? Like all back to back to back to back. And like, she just nails it, man. Like whatever role you give her, she's straight. You know what I'm saying? She can pull it off, you know? Like whether it's TV shows, voiceovers, movies, whatever. She got it covered, man, and still going today. I haven't seen her in a minute. So it's about that time, man. You know, I haven't seen her in a while. You know, I'm gonna need her to do better. But this overall, like, talented, like, catalog is crazy. Like I left out a whole bunch of movies too. You know what I'm saying? That I'ma be mad about when I go back and get off this episode. I'm be like, man, I didn't even mention that one. But yeah, definitely, man. Favorite actress, Regina King, without a doubt. Let's take another break here on the Slackers Talk podcast. We come back, we wrap it up with some more questions. And keep it locked, man. Stay here. It's the first half season finale of the Talk of the Town now. Stay locked in. You know what the most important thing about building a brand is? Deciding who handles all your web development and marketing needs. VisionWorks is the one-stop shop for all your business needs. The team at VisionWorks provides all services like logos, website design, hosting, emails, servers, and much more. You can even buy everything you need from their store. Just go to visionlivehosting.com and choose from thousands of business products and plans. Start today and thank me later.
Stay tuned to the Slackers Talk podcast right here on the Vision Live Network.
Welcome back here on the Slackers Talk podcast. I appreciate y'all staying with me, keeping it locked right here on the first half season finale episode. As always, man, I appreciate y'all. And let's keep it going. This question is from QR, and he wants to know, what's in my movie watch list right now? Like, what am I watching? What movies or TV shows am I really, like, tuned into these days? And, man, I'm actually, like, getting it in, man. TV shows, like, Stabler's my guy. Like, I'm binge watching Law and Order, the crimes unit, special crimes unit with Stabler. My boy Stabler's back. He been back for a minute, and you know, I've been meaning to catch it for a while, man. So, you know, I'm just like going through it, man. I'm on like season number 3 now. I gotta get caught up. But I'm definitely on that. I'm watching this TV series on Hulu called Clip, and it's about the Donald Sterling story. Just in case you don't know who that, or you familiar with that story, he was the owner of the Clippers for some years, and you know, he had the mistress. She was recording his conversations, and, you know, she recorded him. He was basically, you know, he was a racist. And, you know, she recorded him, you know, talking some foul stuff about, you know, asking her why. She was supposed to be half black herself. And, you know, he didn't want her, like, dealing with black people. You know, he's basically calling his players, like, property. Like, telling he gives them lifestyles and stuff like that. And, you know, basically, you know, he just turned the world, the NBA world and the regular world, upside down. They just couldn't believe, you know, what they was hearing. And, you know, after a while, you know, he got his team stripped from him, you know, rightfully so. And that was just a whole big major thing in the sports world. And series is pretty good, man. They got my man Lawrence Fishburne playing Doc Rivers. They got my man, you know, Al Bundy. You know, he's playing Donald Sterling. You know, so it got some people in there. And basically, you know, like, of course, true story. It's a series. Right now, it just came out too. Like, I just watched, it's a new series, and I just watched episode 3. That's the only episode, there's only 3 episodes that's out right now. Like I said, it's fairly new. Came out about, like, I think, like, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. And, man, you know, I definitely do encourage y'all to watch it. But, man, if I could just give, like, one part of it that I found out. Actually, 2 things, man. First, I don't think I really knew that Chris Paul and Blake Griffin didn't like each other. You know what I'm saying? That was crazy. Because you really couldn't tell it. You really couldn't tell by the way they played on the court. You know, Chris Paul was throwing all those lobs to Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan. And that just goes to show you, man, like, it's just a job. You know what I'm saying? It's a job. You know, you ain't got to be friends off the court. And a lot of times that's the case. But that one, and, you know, crazy, man. When I heard the story about, you know, Donald Sterling, and, you know, I heard about his mistress. She taped him. You know, she recorded him and she put it out for the world to listen to. I don't know, man. I just assumed that, man, you know, Donald Sterling was having sex with this girl. And, you know, for somebody that, you know, you bought her stuff, like, you bought her houses and stuff like that, and, you know, she's in with you where she could record you and all that kind of stuff. I just assumed that, you know, I know he is an older guy and everything, and she was kind of young, but I just assumed that he was at least trying to, you know what I'm saying, at least. Like, I mean, I'm sure there was something she could do for him, you know what I mean? And I found out, like, according to the show, they wasn't doing anything. They was just, like, cool. Like, he wasn't having sex with her or nothing. And, I mean, I know that's not everything, but, you know, for me, man, like, if you, like, close enough to me to be able to get my team taken away and I'm confiding in you and all that, I'm telling you stuff that you can't repeat to other people. I mean, that gotta be the case, man. I gotta be having sex with you, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, right? There's no way, like, you got me like that and I'm not really doing anything with you. You know, I could lose everything for, like, practically nothing. That's crazy. If that's true, that's crazy. But yeah, man, it's called Clipped. You know, CLIPPED, Clipped. And it's on Hulu, man. You know, check it out. You know, true story. Good acting, good cast and everything. Check it out, man. Good story. And if I could just give you one more, man, I'm on my old school back in the day movement right now. Like, I'm into, like, watching movies that came out before I was born. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a movie head. You know, I'm a writer. And, you know, I like to go back to when it first began. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like to see how it was when it first started. And getting to the point, the reason why I do that, I'm into movies like that, is because I learned a lot. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of older friends and a lot of OGs that I get the game from, and they put me on. And I learned something. One of the movies that my man OG, you know what I'm saying, OG Mike Johnson, shout out to him. One of the movies that he put me on is this movie called Bucktown. And it's starring Fred Williamson and Pam Grier, right? I had never seen it before, you know, first time. And, you know, maybe last week, I watched it for the first time and I liked it. And what I saw was, I saw my man Apollo Creed from Rocky, he was in there. I saw a couple of other people that I recognize from other movies that I've seen and stuff like that. So that's one thing, like, you go back, you get to see, like, somebody that you're familiar with when they first started that you ain't know was there. So, you know, that's one of the first things that you could learn is, like, you know, who's who. Like, this is what this dude looked like when he was younger, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning. So that aspect of it. But not only that, you know, the movie's called Bucktown, right? But before I seen Bucktown, I seen this movie with Busta Rhymes, and it's called Full Clip. And I kind of seen that movie. I believe that movie came out in around 02, 04, or something like that, maybe. Starring Busta Rhymes, Exhibit, rest in peace, Prodigy from Mobb Deep. Low budget film, but kind of a good story. I kind of liked it. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to give stuff a chance. Like I said, you know, movies, that's what I'm into. So I saw that movie years ago when it first came out. Little did I know at the time when that came out and I first seen it was, that movie was actually a remake of the movie Bucktown. That, you know, movie Bucktown that I just seen. I never knew that. Like, same story. Like, basically, you know, they're trying to save a town and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't want to give it away because, you know, I'm telling you, I want you to go ahead and check it out for yourself. But, yeah. Full Clip starring Busta Rhymes is actually a remake of the movie Bucktown, you know, starring Pam Grier and Fred Williamson. I did not know that up until a couple of days ago. So, I mean, that's why you go and you look at old school stuff, man, because you learn stuff. Like I said, man, you know, everything you see out here today, something came before it that inspired it. And I mean, you know, that's the reason why you go back in your history, man. You find out a lot, man, a lot of information. But that's what I'm into right now. Old school movies. I'm looking at Law and Order Crimes Unit and also a TV series called Clip. Those are my three that I'm into right now. Next question. Who do you consider your favorite rapper of today? Favorite rapper today, I'm going to go with J. Cole. J. Cole reminds me, even though he's a young cat, his flow, his style, the things that he rap about, he reminds me, not saying he's on a level or he's just as good, but he kind of like puts me in the mindset of Nas and Jay-Z. You know, he actually raps about stuff. You know, he has a story to it. You know what I'm saying? And he produces, a great businessman. I think he owns part of the Charlotte Hornets. You know, heard he was a good ball player too, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, J. Cole is that dude, man. He's lyrical. He actually has a story to it, and it has a meaning to it. You can understand like what he's saying. You know, he can switch up his style. Like, just a complete overall player, you know, rapper, you know what I'm saying, in the game. And he's been, it's becoming to a point now where he's like an OG. He's been in the game for a while now. I can't tell you what year he started, but it's been a minute. You know, he was signed by Jay-Z, so he had a lot of pressure on him, and, you know, he delivered too. You know what I mean? He's still doing his thing. So, like, I would probably say that's my go-to, man. Him and probably Kendrick would be, like, second. And our last question of today. What do I make about people making comments about Tupac today? So what I think about it, it obviously depends on the person. If you're a person that he knew, I don't mind it. Like Tretch, you know, they was close. Obviously, you know, Suge Knight, the guy that signed them to Death Row. Snoop or the Dog Pound, anybody from Death Row that knew him and recorded with him. Okay, I'll go with that. Obviously, like one of the Outlaws, I'll go with that. But if, you know, I never met him, I'm just, you know, a fan of his, you know, and I speak about him all the time, but in good faith though, like his music, his hard work and stuff like that. And, you know, that kind of thing. If you're a fan of his, no problem. You know, you're supposed to keep his legacy going and stuff like that. But to anybody else, like, if you ain't really know him like that, you know, you didn't record with him, you know, you wasn't under the same label, or, you know, you really didn't have no dealings with him. If you're a person that, you know, you was around when he was alive and you ain't have nothing to say, and then you just started talking after he passed away, I think that's corny. Anybody that has, like, anything negative to say about him is just being corny at this point. You know, he's not here to defend himself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, things of that nature. If you wanted something to talk about when it comes to Pop, it should be the positive stuff about, you know, how he lived in the studio, how he could record a complete album in 3 or 4 days. And the album is a classic album. It's not just something that's done together. You know, let's speak about how he wrote his own lyrics. Let's speak about how he would come out with an album and then go do a movie. Let's speak about how he has seven to eight movies, and he was only 25 years old. Let's talk about how, you know, he has 10 plus albums and he's only 25 years old. Let's talk about how he has more platinum albums after he passed than most people have living. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about how, you know, he loved his mother. How, you know, one of his greatest songs was an appreciation to his mother. Let's talk about how, you know, he could read the newspaper backwards because, you know, his mom was a Black Panther. You know, those are the things that, you know, should be talked about. You know, how people could, like, take from what he did and build on it and try to make and build a legacy for their own self. You know, things like that. I don't know, you know, those are things that should be talked about. And if you have nothing to do and you know, you kind of close, take your kids to go see the Tupac statue in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to do. But either way you look at it, you know, you still go be the greatest of all time, man. And just a guy that had the greatest impact on hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Without a doubt. But, you know, that's it for me. That's a wrap for the first half of season number 4 here on the Slackest Talk podcast. Our next show, as of right now, man, you know, we take a month break in the middle of the year. It's that time. You know, our next show here on the Slackest Talk podcast is on July 18th. That's when we begin our, you know, second half of season number 4 here on the Talk of the Town now. But, you know, y'all know how it is, man. You know, anything come up between now and then, we be back here chopping it up as always. You know, I always got my ears to the streets. You know, keep it locked, man. We be here on, still got the social media thing going. The Slackest Talk question of the week. Sometime I'm gonna celebrate, man, my boy Tatum too, man. Still gonna be making appearances over on the Sports Court Network. We still got that going on. So, you know, I'm here, man. You know, HSF Entertainment, Vision for Kids. I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? We still here, man. But you know, as always, man, you know, thanks for rocking with me. Man, 4.5 seasons, man, in. Man, we started this on 2020, man, and we still rolling. I think back every now and then, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to make it seem like this is a retirement or nothing like that, man. We be back on July 18th. Like I said, man, social media, you know what I'm saying? Tatum about to win his first championship. We ain't going nowhere, man. We right here. But as always, man, thank y'all for rocking with me. Y'all know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all right here with me. I appreciate that. In the meantime, you know, y'all be safe out there. And next time we chop it up, well, it might be before, but next time we scheduled to chop it off, it's July 18th, man. Y'all be safe out there. Happy 4th. Y'all hear from me. Y'all definitely hear from me before then. But, you know, y'all be safe. Y'all take care of each other. And we be back on the 18th, man. Peace.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, aka the talk of the town now. Find out what's going to happen next.